Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1245. Olodet today Leila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaran Tzis Leila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lurifua Shalema Rifol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our malach of Choyresh, plowing. Okay, so we have the basic concepts as to what it's all about. Choyresh, we've been talking about the various different ins and outs, different gezeiros that do apply. I just want to go through some various different cases brought down in various different sfarim. First of all, from the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, of course, the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, which we always use, Lamentes Malachas, others. Interesting questions they bring down, I saw by, wrote down in one Sefer in reference to Kugelach. We also want to discuss a little bit the Shulchan Aruch talks about playing marbles or ball on dirt. Somebody asked the other day also, what about bicycle? Is somebody allowed to ride a bicycle? We're not getting into the whole issue. We're talking about, of course, where there's an Erev, but is it the right thing to do or wrong thing? But is it a problem of Choyresh, plowing, whereby one is making grooves in the ground and these type of things, scooters, bicycles, balls, marbles, and these type of things. So I want to go through some various different interesting questions that are brought down. First, starting with the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, he says an interesting thing. Somebody, we spoke about, just to chazru over again, we said if somebody schleps a item on the ground, right, it's a dirt ground, now we're talking about strictly a dirt ground, and they schlep a chair, they schlep a table. So if it's not that big, it's not that heavy, and there's, in other words, whereby it's not a psikresh, it's not inevitably it's going to make a groove in the ground, not going to make holes in the ground, so then we said it's not a problem. But he says, but like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, Meshabira brought down, I think it was B'Shem de Magad Avram, if I remember correctly, Avul im heim gedoy lema'oid, is very heavy, it then will be taka also schlepping these, you know, chairs and tables and so on, because of the fact, again, you want to look at the fact that is it going to make holes, in, you know, grooves in the ground when you schlep it, when you pull it, or will it not? If it's a light thing, it's not. So it, even though it does once in a blue moon, that's no problem. But we're talking about something whereby I'm pulling the item, but inevitably it's going to happen, the groove in the ground. So then so that's what we have to be careful for, the heavier items. It doesn't have to do, it's not only a table, not only a chair, anything at all that you're schlepping. So to the extent, he says, interesting case, anything at all that you carry, pushing, and it's heavy and it's going to make a groove in the ground. He brings a door. He says, Delas shel chotzer, hanagas bakarka. He says, interesting case that, just to quote real quickly, the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat, we always try and quote where it's at, Shin Tezayin, Ois Vav. We always quote where it's at for two reasons. Like we always say, we want to look it up sometimes. Sometimes somebody asks, we tell them where to look, or sometimes we have to go back and look it up. Okay. So Mirazme says, Delas Shel Chotzer Hanegas Bekarka. You have the back door going outside into the yard, right? A person has a yard, and it's all dirt. A dirt backyard, very simple. Many houses have that, right? So now you have a, sometimes it comes up, people go in, upstate or whatever. So they have, so the door you want to open, but it scrapes against the ground. A lot of these doors, they're very heavy, especially the yard doors, you know, the backyard doors. And when you open it up, it scrapes and makes holes in the ground. You close it open, it makes holes in the ground, and the holes get covered up, right, or whatever, over time. And then again, you open it, and again, you make holes. So he says, such a door like that, the cheshep, when you open it, or you get to close it, it becomes a psikresha, becomes inevitable, automatically it's going to be making holes in the ground, right? It's going to be making grooves or holes in the ground, right? It schleps against the ground. So he says, in such a case, you do have to be careful, such a door. So now, if it's such a door whereby I open, in general, it's not a problem, but every so often it'll hit the dirt, you know, okay, so then you don't have to worry, but whereby it's a psikresha, whereby I open the door, I close the door, and every time I do it, it scrapes against the ground. So then you have a problem because of the fact you're making grooves in the ground. Even though you'll say, well, I'm closing the door, I'm opening the door, what's the problem? But of course, as we know by now, it's called a psikresha. Inevitably, automatically, it will be making the holes in the ground. He says, Sarich lizor lahagbiya hadelas, you have to be careful to, you know, pick up the door a little, not to remove the door, obviously. We're talking about just lift it up a little bit, whereby to the extent that it won't at least automatically, inevitably, be making grooves and holes in the ground. So he says, Sarach Lizar, Lahagbiya Hadalas, Kitsas, just pick it up a little bit, whereby it won't be scraping the ground. Bishar Sheba, Lefaischa, or Lesoigre Bishabas. That's all. Just to pick it up enough, you don't have to, you know, start pulling on it or whatever. Just pick it up enough, whereby it won't be automatically, inevitably, making grooves or holes in the ground. Now, he mentions an interesting thing, again, on page Shin Tezayin Ois Beis, That one, if somebody schleps a table or a chair with the intention of making grooves in the ground, for whatever the reason is, I'm just throwing it out there, but he says then you have to be careful. That's taka asra 100%, no matter what, right? If I schlep a chair, even though it might not be so heavy, but I have intention to make grooves in the ground, so that you can't do. Even though in such a case, it wouldn't be asa minatari, he says, dovazeh, he says, lochen asa ligra mita kisa v'shulchan ala karka, to schlep a chair or a table, im chavin lases charitz, if you have in mind to make the holes in the ground, right? So dovazeh, just to understand the lumdus behind it, dovazeh in a Asr min haTorah. This wouldn't be Asr min haTorah, but it would be Asr min drabanan. And over there, it's not a question of psik reisha, because again, we want to keep in mind that a person they're doing it with a kavana. The only time we say psik reisha, whereby inevitably it's going to happen, and thereby we have to look at what's going to happen, is only if a person does not have kavana. I have to bring the chair from here to there. What's going to take place? But if you have a mind, you're doing it b'kavana, so that's already a problem. But still, even in such a case, he says it will be Asr min drabanan. Ki have a charisha. Kalachiyad, you're doing it with a shina. That's not how the average normal person makes holes in the ground by schlepping a chair. Well, I want to plant stuff in the ground, I'll make holes, I'll take my chair and stuff. That's not a normal way of doing it, but still it's asr min drabanan. The kelim elu einam yuchadim lases bem charitz. These are not the type of utensils used for plowing and uprooting the dirt. So it will still be asr min drabanan. It's an interesting point to keep in mind. Now he says an interesting point in Oiz Zion, all on the same page over there, Oiz Zion. He says, if it's, let's say, wet, the ground is wet, it was just raining, right? So he said over there, you have to be more careful with even smaller utensils, like a smaller chair, af mita kiso katanim, also legarim havi psikresha, which he has his offer, because of the fact that that could be that even a smaller item, since the ground is very wet, it's very, soft or whatever the case is. It could be even a smaller, lighter chair or lighter table would go ahead and make holes and grooves in the ground. So if the ground is taka wet, one should be careful. Again, you have to judge the situation. The ground is wet. What are we dealing with? We said if it's like a sand type of a ground or something like that, whereby no planting could take place and it's just like, gravel or sand. So that's not the issue. We're talking about regular dirt ground where regular plantation and so on. Not that you have a mind to plant, but it's a place whereby something could be planted over there in the soil. It's the type of a ground. So then again, very, very, very simply, if you're schlepping a chair or a table, just to make an assumption as to, will it inevitably happen when I schlep the chair, the grooves and the holes, or will it not? And that's it in general. Will it not? Most of the time I schlep this chair, it won't be a problem, so then it's fine. But if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If I schlep it, it's just too heavy, or the ground is wet, or whatever, so then one has to be careful not to schlep it. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.